We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with the Sunset Zoo, Melissa Kirkwood, and we've also got Kelsey Panfil. She is a student here at K-State, and she's going to be taking part in the Science on Tap event Wednesday. Let's get the time and, the when and where of where that's going on.
Absolutely. I will start talking at 7 p.m. at the Tall Grass Tap House this Wednesday. So if you want to come order food and drinks, you should do that maybe a little bit before 7. And it'll be great. I'm hoping we can break some attendance records, so bring all your friends.
All right, very good. And it sounds like it's going to be a great event. So if you missed any of the last segment, be sure to go online, newsradiokman.com after the show, because it sounds very interesting. You'll learn a lot about yourself, learn about animals. And she works with rats, and I don't know how you do it because I'm not a big fan of rats. So
they're very cute, just like little dogs.
See, I'm going to have to think of that now. Little dogs. They're like little
dogs.
You can
train them to fetch.
I bet. Well, they're very smart. Very, very smart.
Very smart.
And I asked Kelsey just before we came on, I said, so, you know, asking her about her winter break. And she's like, no, I have to get back because we're getting new animals. And I'm like, new rats. And she's like, yes. And so they have to acclimate and get used to Kelsey and get used to the other students. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about that. You probably, it's like, oh, you have a lot of little animals
little
to get,
pets,
yeah, little pets to get used to. So
yeah, they do learn a smell for each person, which is kind of interesting. So they'll get used to me and my smell. And if someone new came in, they'd probably be a little worried as to who is in their space if it wasn't me. So it's kind of fun.
Very good. Well, you know, rats, snakes, those are two that I don't care for. I know you have both at the zoo. So.
Hey, but preface that there will be no rats or snakes or any of that at Tallgrass Tap
right,
House.
Right.
We will just be having food, drink, talk, and fun.
Yeah.
So it starts at 7. We do ask the public to try to get there a little bit early, order food, drink, but it will be kind of wrap up by 9 at the latest. So it is a great community event. We do it every month, and we look forward to this next year in 2020.
All right. Sounds good. And it's a great thing for the whole family here on Wednesday night. Volunteer programs. Let's talk a little bit about those at the Sunset Zoo.
Yeah. So we have a ton of opportunities for volunteering at the zoo. Whether you're really young or older, we have a niche for you no matter what. But we have three big youth programs, youth and teen programs that a lot of the community is aware of, but I wanted to just share a little bit about. We have an after-school program called Zoo Crew, and that is for middle school and high school students to actually, they do animal training and they take care of all of our education animals. So they learn to care for those animals and take care of them, and they actually handle them and help us in taking them out to places. So that program, Zoo Crew, is for middle and high school students. There is the spring semester is getting ready to start February 10th through May 1st. And if you are interested in that program, you can sign up to become a part of that program. That is limited. I believe, only take 30 spots for that program. So it is limited, but we have a big variety of students who take part in that. And that is something that is also sponsored by the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation YES Fund. So it's a great way if you are interested in animals but don't quite know what that will lead to. For instance, maybe you'll study rats one day, or maybe you'll become a zookeeper, or maybe you'll find your interest in another way with animals. But that's a program that can kind of help you explore that. And then in the summer, we have a junior zookeeper program, and that age range is from about 10 to 13 years old. We have a training for that orientation that happens at the beginning of February. But then that leads into the summer where you can come behind the scenes and be with our zookeepers and learn how we take care of animals, and they assist in that as well. And then we have a zoo teen program that really helps teens get that real hands-on experience with animals, and that happens over the summer as well. There will be an overnight training that happens in May. so that they understand, because that's something we have to really look at with all of our volunteer programs. And a lot of people come to us and say, can we work with the animals? We absolutely want you to work with the animals, but there's training we need to do with you to make sure that it's a safe environment, that much like what Kelsey was talking about, that animals are very instinctive and they understand you and they get to understand your touch, your feel, your smell. And we're not going to have you touching the tigers or anything like that. But they need to become accustomed to who's going to be around them. So that's what our training starts to talk to you about. And it does give you an outlook to what animal life is like. And so if you are liking your biology classes, if you're liking, you know, thinking about maybe wanting to become a vet. Many people don't also correlate sometimes, but we're so lucky to have the K-State Vet School here, and we do a strong, strong partnership with the vet school. We have a vet hospital at the zoo, so there's a rotation with the vet med program. Every week they come and take care of our entire collection. So, you know, when you're a vet student, you're also going to get that exotic animal experience with us. We do sedate, so. But these volunteer programs are just a great way for teens, middle school students, even adult. We have our adult program too, to get a chance to see what interests you and also have that feeling of caring for something other than yourself. You know, you're committed to taking care of those animals.
So many volunteer opportunities here. So if people want to take advantage of those, I'm sure you have a lot of them on your website.
If you go to sunsetzoo.org, you can find out more under our volunteer tab. And we will here before the new year be launching the applications and everything for those programs. So if you're interested, we encourage you to apply. And if you have more questions, we also ask, give us a call. 587-2737 is our main line, and we're happy to answer any questions. Jared Bixby, our curator of education, and Nicole Wade help lead those programs, and they do a phenomenal, phenomenal job. So they'll help you out with any questions you might have.
Well, all right. Well, while we got you here, we might as well talk memberships at the zoo.
Yeah. We have a strong membership base, but if you're looking for a gift that you just quite don't know what to do, a zoo membership is a great, great gift for really the entire family or just yourself. It's something that lasts throughout the entire year. It's really pretty affordable. We have all different ranges. So if you just want an individual membership, it's as low as $30. That gives you free admission to our zoo every day of the year that we're open, excluding a couple of special events. But it also gives you a discount to our gift shop. Actually, this month, all of our members get 20% off the entire store. So great stocking stuffer idea. But then if you are a senior in our community, that membership is only $30, and that allots you two members to come in to the zoo. And then if a family wants to join, that's just $50, but that allows two named adults and all of your children. So there's different ranges. And then if you want to add on to a membership, say your caregiver or your babysitter, or maybe you're close with your aunt, but she doesn't live in town, but she comes to town, you can add on to your membership for about $10 a member onto any named membership. So we have just lots of opportunity. It's a great, great gift that lasts the entire year. And it also gives you some special privileges that other non-members don't get. So you get discounts on things like our we do birthday parties at the zoo, if you didn't know, and gives you discounts to things like that. And if you're a military member, you also receive a discount for your membership. So it's a great opportunity to come outside, even in the winter, or engage in some of our inside events too.
You know, it's interesting. This is a personal story, but when I got married back in 2007, I didn't live in Manhattan, but I live in Kansas City. We had our wedding reception at the Kansas City Zoo.
Yeah. We have a ton of weddings and programs at the zoo like that. So it's a great way to kind of have fun and enjoy the surroundings.
All right. Well, Melissa Kirkwood, Kelsey Panfil, our guests here today from the Sunset Zoo. Again, Science on Tap again, Wednesday at Tallgrass Tap House.
7 p.m. Join us.
All right. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll talk to you again next month. Dave, that'll do it here for In Focus. Coming up tomorrow, we will have Raleigh County Commissioner John Ford and the new Raleigh County Health Department Director, Julie Gibbs, joining us for most of the hour. And then we'll also – who else do we have coming on the program tomorrow? We've got Woody Shoemaker, CSA with At-Home Care, joining us as well.
All right. It's 10 a.m. The GMCF Community Hour is next.